The White Sox and the Tigers on Thursday, James Shields facing Matt Boyd, the latter of whom falls behind in the bottom of the second.
Shot up the middle into center field, a base hit. Matt May from second base. Jacoby Jones' throw will go to second. Sharp two-out single for Tim Anderson. His first hit of the year makes it a 2-1 lead for Chicago. The Tigers have been held back. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Off-speed and down, and Nick strikes out.
That's a good curveball. He's been very good with that breaking pitch. So
Victor's waiting on another 3-2. Swing and a miss. He got him with a high fastball, a cutter.
That works, doesn't it? That high heater, everybody's throwing it.
Fifth strikeout for Shields. We go to the bottom of the third inning in Chicago. Tigers trail the White Sox 2-1. The 1-2, fly ball to left, deep in trouble, down the line, and gone. Giovanni Soto with a three-run blast, and just like that, the White Sox take a 5-1 lead. There's a swing and a high fly ball off the bat of Davidson, deep to left center, trouble, gone.
My goodness,
he hit it a
gracious
mile. Matt Davidson with an absolute bomb to left center field, and the White Sox have blown this one wide open.
That
it's
was
now 9-1. 10-1 Chicago White Sox. Again, this could be a nice source of power for the White Sox this year. There's a swing and a high fly ball to center. Deep going back. Jacoby Jones onto the track. He's going to run out of room.
Go. Wow. Did you say the power's there?
Ooh. Giovanni Soto with his second home run of the day.
Holy
mackerel. The Sox lead it 11-1.
Over the 400 mark, Jacoby Jones went back. He thought he was going to make the play, but oh, he hit the fence and the ball hit about 10 feet over the fence.
The White Sox crushed the Tigers 11-2. Giovanni Soto's multi-homer game, a long time coming, having last done so before Thursday in September of 2011. Ian Kinsler 0-2. That snaps a 16-game hitting streak against the White Sox. It just seemed to be one of those days for the Tigers on Thursday as they took one on the chin in suffering an 11-2 loss to the White Sox. Here is Detroit skipper Brad Ausmus.
Well, you don't pitch well, you don't win baseball games. Simple as that. You know, I think Boyd was out of sync. Had trouble commanding the fastball. Breaking balls looked flat. Didn't look as crisp as he did down in Florida. I'm sure it's just a speed bump, but gave up some home runs on the offensive side. We didn't really take advantage of some walks. We had some people on base, and we just couldn't get that big hit to put a crooked number on the board.
Did you have the sense early that Matt wasn't the same guy that we saw for a good chunk of spring training?
Yeah, it looked like it. It looked like he was having trouble with his command, and in spring training he seemed to command the ball extremely well. So can't do anything about now. Come back in 5 days and hope he's back to where he was.
How much of a condition, knowing what you know about pitching, is pitching in conditions like this?
Well, it can be a little tough on the fingers when your hands get numb, but they had to do it too. They did it better than us.
How tricky is the role that Anibal Sanchez is evolving into, being the long guy? And some days you're just going to have to wear it to save the bullpen.
Well, when he came in, we were hoping he could hold them right where they were and see if we could score a few runs and get back in the game. Unfortunately, that didn't happen.
What'd you see from Sanchez today?
He made some good pitches and obviously gave us some long balls that, home runs aren't going to help you win any baseball game, especially through on homers. But he also pitched guys well. He had some strikeouts. It just was their day overall.
What'd you see from Shields? Because he has been certainly up and down, and you guys had your way with him on a few occasions last season. Was he particularly tough, or was it just a day where your bats weren't there?
Well, it was a combination. He made some big pitches when he had to make big pitches. We did have some base runners. We just couldn't get the big hit. And then when we did square up the ball hard, we seemed to hit it right at someone.
Justin Upton had an at-bat in which he went down. Any concerns about his knee that he might have retweaked it?
No, he's fine, and it was the other knee that bothered him yesterday, not the one that he landed on today.
All right, we look forward to going home. In your experience, what's opening day like for you in Detroit?
It's like a holiday. It's like the Super Bowl in Michigan, so it's a lot of fun. It's a great atmosphere, so we're all looking forward to it.